Today is Tuesday, March 19th. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you would not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
As I go to sleep tonight, my watch will end, but yours never does. Train me, Lord, to trust you, to keep watch over the places in my heart and my life that need your covering. Teach me to, in deeper ways, trust in your care and to rest in the gift that you alone, Lord, make my soul dwell in safety. Thank you, God, for watching over me as I sleep. I entrust my day to you now, all that I've done and all that I've left undone. Spirit, I ask you to grant me the rest of a child being watched by their parents at night, secure and safe under your loving gaze. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old, who have worn the narrow path I walk on this evening, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight.
Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain.
Today I worked towards many plans. Some were my own, and others were not. In the end, only that which you oversee will stand. All that you have defended, protected and preserved, will remain. O God, I, like all my spiritual ancestors dating back to Adam and Eve, long for control, to be my own God, Lord over my own life. But I know that true life is not found in control, but trust. So on this night, to the best of my ability, I choose, in the very places I'm most tempted toward control, to trust. As I reflect on the day that has passed, I yield to you my tiny kingdoms, those places in my work and life that I am often tempted to stand watch in vain. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.